What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, February 19th, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, we're going to do news until I run out of news, at which point we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Getting on to NASA to start the show here. There have been running checks all over Perseverance. They're saying it's in great shape. It survived the landing, and it's starting to send back more pictures. It took a selfie of itself from the top of the crane there, and they're getting ready to launch this two-year mission where they're going to be searching around this crater that they think was a lake 3.5 billion years ago. Looking for evidence of this ancient life. And again, it's a little frustrating that they're not also looking for life right there. But, you know, we could get lucky and something could crawl right in front of the cameras of Perseverance. And remember that crab-shaped object that Curiosity found that nobody could explain what the heck that was? Anyway, you know, congratulations to NASA and JPL. And they just did... a really bang up job there. Apparently, the Perseverance rover has sent back a message saying that it was only accompanying its daughters to Mars. This was obviously a spoof on Senator Cruz's explanation for his trip to Cancun while his home state suffered a major energy crisis and environmental catastrophe. So there we are. Now, Texas, unfortunately, is looking at a humanitarian crisis. We're seeing all kinds of reports. We're hearing from people that we know down in Texas. The stores are already empty of things like bottled water, and the supply chain just isn't working because the roads still are not open yet. And Texas has been brought to its knees by the storm, along with actually a good part of the whole country. And what we are seeing here is the result of all the propagandization that we were hearing years ago about human-caused global warming. Of course, they've rebranded. Now it's called climate change or climate crisis, so they can say it's going on no matter what the temperature is doing. But back when it was still human-caused global warming, a lot of county administrations, city administrations, basically took it at face value. I mean, after all, with the corporate media and Al Gore lie to everybody about something this important, and they adjusted their budgets accordingly. They didn't buy new snowplows. They didn't maintain as many of the old ones. They reduced their fleets. They didn't stock up as much road grit and rock salt as they should have. And a lot of places besides Texas got caught short of this winter. We believed the world is getting warmer. And now, of course, we have scientists coming on out and saying, no, actually, we admit it. It's getting colder and we're probably heading into a new little ice age. It is so cold, or was so cold, down in Texas, in San Antonio. There was an apartment that caught on fire. And the fire hydrants were frozen solid, could not deliver any water. The apartment building burned to the ground, leaving 130 people homeless in the frigid weather. And this was the Cortland View apartment complex in the Stone Oak section of North Central San Antonio. This happened just yesterday. So, again, they weren't winterized down there. Now, one of the things we need to pay attention to, we were talking earlier about how these green renewable energy mandates were being forced on Texas by the federal government. And there was, you know, this push for the wind turbines, which were not winterized, and the solar panels, which don't have any heating built into them to melt all the snow that is on them right now. They have to go out and brush them off by hand. And we're also finding out that Texas was further hamstrung by carbon limits imposed on them by the federal government, and that there were facilities that could have been turned on, but because of commitments made by Texas to the federal government and the federal government's failure to say, go ahead, we'll let you do it this time, a lot of resources weren't there. And really, this is fueling talk of secession in Texas, because the Texans are feeling that the federal government basically set up this catastrophe. Now, the Biden administration, as usual, too late, is trying to act like it's doing the right thing. They have sent 60 generators, thousands of blankets and other supplies to Texas to help address the mass power outages. 60 generators isn't really going to cover it. I'm sorry. I've seen those truck-based generators. They're good. They're not that good. So Homeland Security Advisor and Deputy National Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randell told reporters that the Federal Emergency Management Agency has supplied 60 generators to these critical sites like hospitals and water facilities, 729,000 liters of water, more than 10,000 blankets, 50,000 cotton blankets, and 225,000 meals. It's like these other disasters. They show up way too late. Remember Hurricane Katrina. So the other thing that is really hitting the Texans and enraging them are the electric bills, because Texas electricity basically, as demand goes up, so does the price. It's sort of like a replay of the Enron debacle out in California. And they're seeing these electric bills just going up 5-10,000%. And it's so bad that even businesses that were outside the blacked out areas may be driven out of business just for the cost of the energy. So it's just a bad situation. Yesterday, we mentioned that in along with all of the poor people who were killed in this freeze, that we had to remember that there was a lot of livestock that was being lost, a lot of cattle, a lot of chickens. And we're already hearing that the supermarkets in Texas are out of those products as well. And now we're looking at this YouTube video that we linked to. They're calling it the Arctic outbreak. It used to be the polar vortex. Now it's the Arctic outbreak. And they're saying it will be a dismal year for crop production, because it's going to take a long while for the ground to thaw from this hard freeze. And that means a delayed planting season, probably no bumper crops as well. So this is a good time to be a prepper, to hit that big box store and stock up on everything you can. If you've got a chest freezer, count yourself lucky. Claire and I are going to be Walmartians tomorrow, and just make sure that we're stocked up just in case. And we're in the middle of farming country here in Indiana, but we still would rather be prepared. The United States has now officially rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement, which means John Kerry gets to take more trips to Europe on his private jet plane and its large carbon footprint. And America has catching up to do because of all the pollution of the earth during Donald Trump's administration. Very much tongue-in-cheek comment here. And again, this last winter and what we've all gone through shows us that these predictions of snowfalls being a thing of the past and the world is getting warmer and we don't need to worry about snow and ice, it was a fantasy to sell us carbon credits, to exert more control over our lives in the name of saving planet Earth. And look at the destruction they caused instead. All right. So getting on into some political news here, a top political donor to Biden and Los Angeles businessman has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for illegal campaign contributions to not only Joe Biden, but to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and other politicians. And there's this trove of unsealed court documents that included photographs of this gentleman, his name is Zuberi, rubbing elbows with then Vice President Joe Biden. And Zuberi reportedly made these six-figure donations to Obama Biden in 2012 and Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. Now, a spokesman for Biden said he had no knowledge of Zuberi's illegal activities when they met, mostly at donor roundtables. And in this case, given Biden's mental state, I'm inclined to believe him that he doesn't have any memory of it whatsoever. Getting on back to the Capitol protests on January 6th, we're starting to see a little bit of movement toward sort of ripping open that official story here. Right now, five Capitol Police officers have been suspended. 35 more are under investigation because video showed them opening the doors and gates and allowing the Antifa troublemakers inside the U.S. Capitol. One video shows Capitol Hill Police opening a gate to allow hundreds of protesters inside the Capitol. We had that one linked to whatreallyhappened.com. Another video shows the Capitol Police allowing protesters to walk right into the U.S. Capitol. So it's one of the ways that we know this was a total setup from the beginning. Over in Arizona, there is still a fight going on over the Maricopa County vote audit, where the Maricopa County election officials are basically sitting on their hands and doing nothing and saying, we don't need to do this, go away, we don't care what laws and court orders you have. So the Arizona Senate yesterday passed a bill that grants the Arizona legislature the authority to subpoena election records like ballots, tabulating equipment, and basically to ignore any laws to the contrary. This bill passed 16-14 along party lines, Republicans voting for and Democrats, not surprisingly, voting against it. So the rule change is to be retroactive as of December 31st, 2019, meaning it would apply to records around last November's election. Here's another story along the same lines. This is coming out of the Gateway Pundit. A Virginia voter who was paying very careful attention identified a 1.7 million vote difference between the final state results in the 2020 election and the external results reported on election night, and is unable to find anybody in the Virginia government willing to listen to this situation, that the numbers do not line up, and there is no explanation for that. So basically, clearly this indicates more voter fraud in Virginia in the 2020 election. The article was published at the American Thinker in November and called out this discrepancy as well. Alrighty. Now, after all the Sturm und Drang of the second impeachment and Nancy Pelosi out there, just pounding on the podium and wasting all that time and money when our Congress really should have been working for we the people. And they weren't. They were just so rabid about this whole impeachment thing. It turns out that after the failure of the second impeachment, Trump's approval ratings are soaring. Everybody loves a winner, and they see Trump has won this. And part of that is because most Americans, politicians aside, do have an inherent sense of fairness and honesty. And with slightly more than half the country convinced last November's election was stolen, they're probably rooting for Trump just out of that sense of fairness. And just to prove that they can carry a grudge even into the afterlife, Democrats in the House of Representatives are introducing legislation to prevent presidents who've been impeached twice from being buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Now, of course, there's only one president in American history who was impeached twice, and that was Donald J. Trump. And this just shows the Democrats are completely unhinged and consumed by hate. I'm not even sure Trump would want to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. He's probably got some other things picked on out. I mean, Richard Nixon, for example, is buried out at his preserved house out in California. So, it's not a given thing. But anyway, the House Democrats introduced this legislation yesterday. They call their bill the No Glory for Hate Bill. And I really think this has reached the point of ludicrousness. And the Democrats are damaging their own brand by continuing to behave like this. Meanwhile, five of the seven Republican senators who voted to convict Trump in the second impeachment have been censured in their home states. So the backlash is beginning, and they probably ought to start polishing up their resume following the next election. Meanwhile, congressional Democrats are meeting with the Biden White House on how to crack down on political dissent in America today. It's almost like they don't even know there's a First Amendment out there. Democrats want to make it impossible for ordinary Americans, that's you, to challenge their authority. What's that, Cartman on South Park, you know, respect my authority. Well, that's exactly where the Democrats are going. So the Democrats installed razor wire around the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Earlier this year. It will remain in place until September. Democrats are calling in Facebook, Google, and Twitter CEOs. They are urging the tech giants to crack down even harder on, quote, misinformation, end quote, or face consequences. Well, censorship is definitely coming in the corporate media, which is, of course, while you're here listening to the independent media, while you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Over in Poland, and this is a good idea, we'll never see it here, even though it is really needed, but Poland has now passed a bill that will fine big tech $13.5 million per case for removing ideological content. And their rationale is that Poland spent 45 years under communism. It taught us the value of free speech. And they're absolutely right. Getting into COVID-19, we found this story, actually it was sent to me, a flashback from March of last year. And it's from statnews.com. And it basically points out that as the coronavirus pandemic was taking hold, people were making decisions without reliable data. Now, that sounds an awful lot like the concerns I raised just about a year ago, that we didn't have reliable data on which to base any conclusions. And apparently, a lot of people were concerned about this at that time, rushing forward with all of these things like masks and social distancing and the rest might cause more harm than good. And so we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, this story is current. It's a YouTube video again. And they're basically saying that the COVID task force, one of the doctors within the task force, is now admitting they had no idea how the virus was spreading last February and March. They were just guessing when they were out there telling us put on face masks and social distance and all the rest of that. Meanwhile, the White House is again reaching out to social media companies such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google about clamping down on COVID, quote, misinformation, end quote, and getting their help to stop it from going viral. They want to tackle the anti-vaxxers. And the White House says we're talking to them so they understand the importance of misinformation and disinformation and how to get rid of it quickly. So as far as Facebook, Twitter, and Google are concerned, it's basically all the news that the government approves of. It's like Pravda in Izvestia under the old Soviet Union. It was the government's view of everything. Over in New York State, Assembly Republicans yesterday have proposed an impeachment commission to investigate Andrew Cuomo's alleged cover-up of the COVID-19 crisis in nursing homes. And Cuomo is out there saying that he doesn't care what people say about him. He's got a thick skin. All right, we're going to take a break here for some commercials, and we will be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continued support, especially this month, because it will probably come as a shock to all of you, but running a radio station or a radio network takes a lot of electricity, and electric prices in Texas just got shoved right through the roof because of poor planning, Al Gore, and various other factors here. So once again, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And remember that if you mail in a donation for $100 or more, include your T-shirt size and a return address, and you will get one of these spiffy official RBN T-shirts. And the associated bragging rights that go with it. And don't forget, the Front Sight Firearms promotion is back on again, and that is a real good deal. All right, getting on back to the COVID issue. We have been expressing concern for quite some time about the new mutations that are cropping up, COVID-21, COVID version 2.0, COVIDzilla, and now there's talk about apparently two of the mutations have now merged, forming yet another hybrid. Well, over at Oxford University, Professor Sir John Bell is out there sounding a warning that the COVID-19 mutations may be the result of the virus trying to adapt to be more effective in its new hosts, despite the vaccines. And he says this is going to add a new layer of complexity to the pandemic fight. But he's out there saying that the virus is trying to get around the vaccines and is apparently succeeding. And that's where all these new mutations are coming from. In Great Britain, companies are tasking law firms to craft no jab, no job contracts that would bar prospective employees from being hired unless they have been vaccinated against the COVID-19. Now, you need to remember these vaccines are still considered experimental. They're not actually officially approved by either Great Britain or the United States of America. Now, I don't know what the legal situation is in Great Britain, but here in the United States of America, there is actually a law saying you cannot be forced to take an experimental medical treatment under any circumstances whatsoever. And, you know, if you talk about the inalienable rights of men or women, or everything in between. I don't want to get the LGBTQ people spamming me. If there's an inalienable right, it is to our own bodies and to decide what goes in there and what does not go in there, whether it is a vaccine of dubious efficacy and known adverse effects, whether it is something that looks like meat but is actually made out of vegetable matter, and the chemicals, all the chemicals in the food. We have the right to say, no, not in my body, because, you know, you are what you eat or inject, as the case may be. But they are out there trying to find some way to legally make the vaccine mandatory for British workers. There's a new study out from Germany. Professor Dr. Roland Wiesendanger, a leading German expert in the field of nanotechnology, three-time winner of the prestigious European Research Council Advanced Grant, has completed a one-year study on the origin of COVID-19. And Professor Wiesendanger concludes that both the number and quality of the circumstantial evidence points to a laboratory accident at the Virological Institute in the city of Wuhan as the cause of the current pandemic. Now, I know that's been suggested by a lot of people, including yours truly, but what was really interesting is in the article, they pointed out that the 1977 so-called Russian flu and the 2009 so-called swine flu were both lab escape started. They escaped from a laboratory. Somebody dropped a test tube and that was it. There are suggestions that the 1918 Spanish flu began as a botched vaccine experiment as well. All right. Another article, this one in Natural News. The CDC has been caught massively inflating the COVID-19 case and death counts to make the pandemic appear far worse than it actually is. And there's a report that came on out, COVID-19 data collection, comorbidity and federal law, a historical retrospective. The paper estimates that the official death numbers for COVID-19 are at least 1,600% too high. And it was done on purpose to thwart the outcome of the 2020 election, to get everybody to use those mail-in ballots that were a major part of the stealing of the election. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. And again, from Germany, the German federal government and the corporate media are having to do a little bit of damage control after a report came out challenging the established corona narrative, and apparently it was leaked from Germany's Ministry of the Interior. And it basically said that the dangerousness of COVID-19 was overestimated. Probably at no point did the danger posed by the new virus go beyond the normal level, meaning it was about as bad as the normal seasonal flu. And it went on to say the people who died from corona are essentially those who would statistically die this year because they had reached the end of their lives and their weakened bodies could no longer cope with any random everyday stress, including the approximately 150 known viruses currently in circulation. So basically, it came on out and said it was a global false alarm. And we have been saying that pretty much all along. Now, earlier in this week, I was sort of poking fun at the Holy See because the Vatican had issued a notice that any Vatican staff who refused the vaccine would be fired. And I said, well, gee, that's Vatican City. I figured they'd have the inside track with the boss to keep everybody healthy. And I guess somebody there was listening to me, because now the Vatican has basically walked it back and said that they could be fired if they did not get a COVID-19 vaccination, unless the refusal of the vaccination was due to significant health reasons. So they're trying to soften it a little bit. Over in Israel, and this is probably happening a lot of places, but this article is talking about Israel, tens of thousands of Israeli COVID green passes are being forged. Of course, Israel is requiring these green passes to re-enter society, to go to work, to buy food. This cybersecurity expert, Ran Barzik, warned Tuesday the pass can easily be forged. And he said that the pass uses a QR code that is made up of the basic information on the pass, and that information and the QR code are simple to recreate. So I imagine there's going to be a black market everywhere for whatever vaccine certification is going to be needed to go to the movie theater. Story coming on out of Blabber.buzz, the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, boy, they've got their work cut out for them, announced in their policy analysis of the House's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill that most of the money is not actually being spent on COVID-19 relief. And they're saying the goal of the COVID relief bill is to end the pandemic, protect incomes, and support the economic recovery. The House bill not only spends far more than is needed to achieve those goals, but also puts too many of these plentiful dollars in the wrong places, liberal pet projects and so forth. Apparently, there is still concern over money that vanished mysteriously following Hurricane Katrina, and it's been 10 years now, and they don't know where that went. Getting into other medical news, and we talked about this earlier, and it's actually affecting people that we know. The price of insulin has gone through the roof. It is a 550% price increase, and it happened before Biden rescinded Donald Trump's executive order that put a cap on the price of insulin. So I guess the insulin makers knew ahead of time somehow that Biden was going to be the new president and that he would, in fact, rescind that EO. But people who are on that insulin, it's not like they have huge amounts of money to spend on this stuff, and that they're being gouged and they're being taken advantage of because of their illness. And I think that is extraordinary cynical. And I remember, back before Richard Nixon's time, there were limits on how much profit medical institutions and suppliers could make, because healthcare was considered a service rather than an industry. But with the passage of the Health Maintenance Act, health care went from being about health care and became a for-profit business operation. And the profits have been really, really good. Okay, getting into the international news. Over in Norway, the U.S. sent about 1,000 Marines last month. And there was this big military exercise scheduled. But they're going to keep the 1,000 Marines in Norway for Arctic training. We've been hearing a lot of talk about possible conflict with Russia and China up in the Arctic. And the polar bears are going to be worried about that one. But the Marines will be in Norway's high north region until spring, continuing Arctic and mountain warfare training. Definitely. They're being taught how to ski for free. Top former U.S. officials and national security experts are slamming President Joe Biden following his administration signaling it was willing to re-enter talks with Iran to pursue a nuclear deal, which I think is a good thing. But if you're part of the military-industrial complex and your profitability depends on people getting blown to bits around the world, that would be a bad thing. Earlier this week, Joe Biden came out with a comment talking about how China, you know, was constructing these 1,000 concentration camps for ethnic minorities, and basically said it's just sort of the way that China does things. And Joe Biden was kind of in an awkward position because a lot of people are saying that, you know, looking at some of these ethnic minorities, Muslims, the Uyghurs, that he's got to at least address the issue. And so he did during his town hall with CNN. China, however, didn't really take kindly to that. And they have now come on out and basically dissed Biden for even mentioning that. Meanwhile, no surprise to anybody, Joe Biden is going to ditch the America First idea in an appeal for a global partnership. So he's definitely out there pushing for globalism. Getting into the economic news, Biden is turning out to be very, very good for Russia, Iran, and Saudi Arabia because oil prices are soaring because U.S. is stopping its own production. Now, one of the big accomplishments of the Trump administration was to become self-sufficient in oil production. That would have been a good thing. But Biden he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, and that freeze in Texas didn't help matters either. And so oil prices are going up, up, up. And Russia, Iran, and Saudi Arabia are celebrating. The good times are rolling again. Most people are probably not aware of this, but Texas power companies supply Mexican customers. Those high-tension lines go right across that border, and they power factories in these border states that produce everything from auto parts to electronics. And the Texas blackouts are now estimated to have cost Mexican manufacturers $2.7 billion. General Motors, Mazda, and Volkswagen had to suspend some of their operations for several days due to the natural gas shortage. Continues to spread here. Getting into the issues of immigration and globalism, we've been talking about Biden's new immigration bill that provides an 8-year pathway for citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants, or what's the new politically correct term, non-citizens. It's facing a lot of opposition because Democrats are going to vote for it, but they have these very narrow Democratic majorities in both houses of Congress. Now, the bill was introduced by Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, Representative Linda Sanchez of California, would create an expedited pathway for so-called Dreamers and other select undocumented immigrants. I'm going to go back to being old-fashioned. They're illegal immigrants. They're not supposed to be here. And it would also increase the number of available diversity visas and direct more funding to immigration courts and technology. So they're opening up the gates again. Over in Arizona, according to Sheriff Mark Danels, there is a 5-fold increase in illegal border crossings in Cochise County. And Danels tracks the illegal border crossings through his extensive hidden trail camera operation along his county's 83 miles of shared border with Mexico. And the cameras showed 1,200 illegal entries in August of 2020. By December, it had more than doubled to 2,500. And before August, 500 was a busy month. So they're pouring on in because somebody has told them that Biden is going to open up the door to citizenship to them. And, you know, I have no problem if people with necessary skills want to come to this country and they go through the formal immigration procedure. Welcome. I hope we're not a tremendous disappointment to you, because your image of the United States of America is probably what you pick up on movies and TV, which is slightly, shall we say, exaggerated. but, you know, completely wide open borders at a time when we have so many legal American citizens out of work. It just doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense to spend all of this money that we do not really have to care for all of these illegals coming across the borders as well. Now, Biden has issued new guidance on deportation policy. He did it yesterday. And as is typical of liberal Democrats, it wasn't good enough. Because the illegal alien advocates are expressing outrage that Biden simply did not end all deportations, period. Okay. Wokeness is coming to our country. Mayor Groot in Chicago is calling for a conversation on tearing down Chicago's five statues of Abraham Lincoln. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot vowed Wednesday to confront the hard truths of Chicago's racial history by launching a public process to review the fate of those statues, including Lincoln, George Washington, Ulysses S. Grant, and William McKinley. Now, I hate to be very picky about it. And we know that Lincoln launched the Civil War mostly about keeping the United States in one piece. But he did, as a side effect, get that 13th Amendment passed and freed the slaves. So why would any black people have an issue with a statue of Abraham Lincoln? Or is this simply a continuation of the whole woke cancel culture trying to erase our history, so that the next generation has no idea who they are, where they came from, let alone any idea of what they should aspire to be? Out in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Unified School District Board of Education has approved a plan to cut one-third of the school police budget and pour the money into what they call climate coaches, as well as a program that focuses on black student achievement. Gee, that sounds racist to me. When you're spending more money on the black students than the white students, does sound racist to me. Absolutely there. You don't cure racism by being racist in reverse. Doesn't work that way. Story coming on out of UNS.com, and this one is hitting it right on the head. They're talking about how American education is surrendering to equity, not equality, but equity. And public education in the United States, measured by results, is producing graduates that are less competent in language skills and dramatically less well-taught in the sciences and mathematics since 1964, when the SAT test scores peaked. And the decline in science and math skills has accelerated in the past decade, according to rankings of American students compared to their peers overseas. So our population is being dumbed down, especially this this idea of decline in science education and math education kind of makes you wonder, you know, where they found the people to crew the Perseverance probe. You know, are they all H-1B visas? Somebody was telling me that a competing network's radio show last night was really out there saying, yes, the Earth is the center of the universe and blah, 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 and all kinds of nonsense like that. Story coming out of Blabberbuzz again about the war against white people in education is getting ridiculous, and Bill Gates is funding it. Today, the Education Trust West and over 30 education and policy partners released a pathway to equitable math instruction. This is supposed to be a guide for supporting equitable access to math standards for grades 6 through 8, focusing on students who are gaining proficiency in English as well as Black and Latino students. The toolkit offers actionable resources available for teachers to implement during hybrid learning, especially in this moment of the pandemic and into the future. And they're basically looking at the fact that out in California, more than 8 out of 10 black eighth graders are not meeting the math standards. The lag in achievement follows students throughout their education, as data reveals that by 11th grade, 8 out of 10 black and Latino students just aren't meeting the standards anymore. Well, maybe a little radical idea here. They could study as hard as the white students. And I know I'm going to get emails about that. But this is kind of a touchy subject. You don't pull the bottom up by pulling the top down. It's not going to work. And I understand pulling the bottom up is very, very hard. And from a politician's point of view, it's easier to pull the top down and say, see, everybody has an equal education. And I got to go through that personally when I was teaching remedial math in Southern California. Another story, this one coming out of thomasdishaw.com, about how Bill Gates is funding that educational organization that came out the other day saying that math is racist and forcing people to show their work is racist. That is absolutely one of the most absurd things I have ever heard in my life. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. Area code 512-248-8252. And while we're waiting for callers to come on in, another article from Zero Hedge, basically taking a look at the Marxist ultra-woke education system as it currently is. And a lot of it focuses on this curriculum being pushed by Black Lives Matter. And it appears to have nothing to do with history, let alone Black history. It is an entirely Marxist, ultra-woke agenda. There are already teachers who are opposing it. There's one coach who got fired for it. He's being represented by, I'm forgetting the organization, Judicial Watch, that's it. So it's really weird out there. Story out of Information Liberation here. Apparently, a whistleblower has leaked screenshots of an online training course Coca-Cola employees are being forced to take, which tells them to try to be less white. Well, how about Coca-Cola start providing tanning booths? That we can roll around in during our lunch breaks, and, you know, that might help the situation a little bit. But that really is absurd, and I think that it sort of exceeds a legitimate exercise of managerial authority. So let's talk about guns. It's going to be a really, really big issue. Story out of Chuck Baldwin Live. Joe Biden is coming for your guns. He's made no secret of that. And some of the things he's planning is to ban the manufacture and sale of all semi-automatic rifles, apparently would include hunting rifles. He wants to ban the importation of semi-automatic rifles. He wants to ban high-capacity magazines, meaning those holding more than 10 rounds. And he wants to make gun manufacturers financially responsible for someone else's improper use of a firearm. Well, if they're going to do that, then we should be able to sue the manufacturers of crowbars for burglaries in our homes. So there we are. Oregon wants to ban all self-defense. This is in readoutnews.com. And the Marxists up in Oregon are after the Second Amendment. They have another citizen control bill in the Senate scheduled for a hearing on the 22nd of this month. But this one goes so much further than usual. This bill wants to take away all of your rights to protect yourself, leave you completely defenseless for the criminals. And this bill could make you a felon without you even realizing it. And the bill basically limits or precludes the use of the affirmative defense concerning the possession of firearms in public buildings by persons licensed to carry a concealed firearm. And apparently even possessing an unloaded firearm can get you a Class C felony. Now, the bill redefines public buildings to include the private residence of any state official and the grounds adjacent to each building. Okay, we're going to take another break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.